American Catholics have had varied reactions to the scandal. Most are appalled at what's happened, but according to several polls, it hasn't led them to re-examine their faith. NPR's Madeline Brand reports from New York.
Let's go, buddy. Throw the ball.
Last Saturday afternoon at a baseball field near JFK Airport, parents are watching their sons play ball for the Catholic schools Xaverian and Holy Cross.
Frankie, follow through, babe. Come on, follow through.
These parents are devoted to their kids, to their Catholic school, and to the church. Melanie Mongeluso is wearing a windbreaker in Xaverian's colors, blue and yellow. She's watching her 14-year-old on the pitcher's mound. She says the priest sex scandal is a non-issue.
I'm on the parent board, and I'm very active in the school. So if it was an issue, I would really know about it.
So nobody's even talking about it?
Not even brought it up. Not even a conversation. There's not even a hiss, a hush, nothing.
But standing a few feet away is Joe Mata, another parent who is bothered by the scandal.
I think it's been going on for many years. I think they've been hiding it. I went to Catholic school all my life, and I believe that was happening. They just ignored it. I think it's good they're bringing it out now, and something should be done about it.
He's warned his son to be wary of any priest who gets too friendly. Joe Jr., who's 14, isn't allowed to go on any field trips with priests or to Catholic summer camp, and now he says he'll avoid any one-on-one situations.
It doesn't bother me as long as I'm not alone with a priest. I don't think every priest is going to do that, but you never know.
Before, did you even think about it?
No, I never thought about that.
It starts to rain, and parent Pat DeVito takes shelter inside a clubhouse. He says he's been thinking a lot about the sex scandal recently.
What kind of screening system do they have when you enter priesthood? That, you know, these are pedophiles. They have to, and there's a profile for this. And I just can't believe that there could be that many in one profession. Something's really wrong there. And, of course, the other thing is that the cover-up of this type of thing, the higher-ups, the administration of the church covering this thing up, it's atrocious.
But none of the parents said that they would reconsider sending their children to Catholic school or that they're questioning their faith in the church. A recent ABC News Washington Post poll found the same. 85% of Catholics said that the scandal has not caused them to re-examine their personal faith. Other polls have reported similar results. But that's not to say Catholics don't want some changes. The polls found a majority now say priests should be allowed to marry and that women should be ordained. Tim Mulvey is active in his church in Syracuse, New York. He says the scandal hasn't caused him to alter his relationship with his church, but he is angry with the church establishment.
The disappointing part is the inability of bishops and the cardinals in the United States to have seen the impact of this emotionally, especially in their position as moral leaders, and to be more sensitive to the feelings of the victims and their families and the congregants.
He says there's an inflexible hierarchy of old men out of touch with the concerns of ordinary Catholics. But Mulvey, like most Catholics, has faith that the church will survive by adapting, eventually, to what its believers want. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.